from our New York studios up in Harlem. Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Listen, this morning my guest is an award-winning novelist whose stories tell the struggles of urban families. Her books, Tom, include Expired, Street Vengeance, The Forgotten, and Out of Order. But she never imagined her real life would reflect the pain she often writes about. In March, Tom, her only son was murdered, police say execution style, in Camden, New Jersey. Now she's using her voice and her gift of words, in her words, to save our remaining sons. I'm going inside her story with Evie Rhodes. Good morning, Evie.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Really well. I'm so sorry, we all are, for the loss of your son. The man who killed him has been arrested. How did you learn about his murder?
My daughter had got the call first, and she was actually on vacation in Miami, and she FaceTimed her dad. And when she was on the phone with her dad, she was just hysterical, crying and just, you know, incoherent. And as he listened to her, I heard him start to say, "Oh, no, what are you saying to me?" And that was basically how I learned of it, from my daughter finding out and then calling her dad. And I was sitting there as the conversation was going on. It's Jackie. One of the most horrific moments of my life you could never imagine.
Yeah, I can't even imagine it. As you write on your blog, it's a parent's worst nightmare. And I know you've written a bit about it on your blog. And he was killed execution style. Do you know any details about the motive or why this happened?
I do not. I can't actually discuss any details about the actual case.
Because the trial is upcoming.
Yes. But one of the things I can tell you is that, no, I have not been given a motive as to why he was killed. They did arrest the person, and they did have the arraignment. I can tell you that they did put the person under $1 million cash bond, and the trial will be upcoming. And I think, you know, your question is so valid, because that's the question that really goes to your mind. Why? You know, what happened? Why? And there just simply is no answer.
Did anyone know the man that is charged with the murder?
No. That's the other thing. We do not know him. And we don't even know of anyone who knows him.
Mm. And through this grief, Evie, you have somehow found the strength to push for a movement. And you're asking for other parents and really our community to do something to save our remaining sons. Tell us about that.
Yes. I've posted the information, Jackie, on my blog, on all of my social media websites, and on my own personal website, to put out a plea and a call to action. I think that we need to have a national conversation about this. I think that, you know, we're going to have to come together and start figuring out why our children's blood is just running in the street. And it's like, you know, when we hear about it, you hear about it, it goes away. Then there's another story, it goes away. But behind those stories are people's lives who have actually been shattered completely. And so, you know, there's got to be a conversation that has to be started, that we could start putting things into effect to do this. I mean, these young black men that are being killed, there's so many of them, like, just even under the age of 25, and they're not living at 25 years old. We, you know, this is our future. You know, everyone else worries about their children and their futures and, you know, what it's going to be, and, you know, to prepare them and to make sure that they're going to have, you know, the necessary tools and resources that they need to make sure they're not so economically disadvantaged. You know, the backstory here is that, you know, there's a lot in this country that needs to be done to help us and for all of us to help one another to come together to stop this bloodshed. And I don't think we're having that conversation in that particular manner. We're looking at the end result, but we're not looking at what the causation is. And I think it's time to do that. So I've been asking people to just, you know, go to my blog, go to my website, go to Facebook, whatever I have, you know, sign up, let me know, you know what I mean, that you want to talk about this. I'm going to be talking about it wherever, and, you know, trying to marshal people together so that we can do this. I'm hoping to spare some other mother and some other father and sister and brother the pain that I'm experiencing right now over the death of my son. It's so senseless and unbelievable.
Yeah, and Evie, before your son's death, as I mentioned in your introduction, your books detail the kind of violence that took your son's life. Why was this something that you focused on so much in your writing?
Because it was, I was tired of seeing our children's lives being lost, Jackie, even in the early stages. So I started writing about it and writing books and writing my book as a way to, you know, to put a mirror, so to speak. And share, you know, the information and try to give people hope, because it looks like, you know, a lot of times when we see books and stories or films, you know, everything is just like so hopeless. It's like whatever happens, it goes out, the damage is there. The damage just goes around and around in a cycle. But what I wanted to do was show, okay, yes, we do have these issues. Yes, here's a reflection of what our lives are, but we need to know that, you know, collectively and together, that there are different things that we could do, that we, you know, we have to use our faith and our hope and our tools and our resources. When I did a teen summit in New Jersey a few years back, there were, like, all the children were, like, under 16, and my book, Out of Order, was required reading for them. And when they read that and I went in to do the lecture and stuff with them, one of the things that was said to me by one of the young children was that they didn't feel that they had a choice until they read the book. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? And they, like, you know, they didn't feel that, you know, if they're being bullied or if they have issues at school or they have issues, you know, being afraid to go outside or in their neighborhoods or whatever, or they're being ushered into areas they don't want to be, they didn't feel that they could even say no, that there was even an option. It's like, how is it that they don't know that they have an option? How can we raise our children and have our children not having any hope, you know?
Yeah.
And so that was the reason, you know, that I wrote the stories, and that's why those books are there, because, you know, I want to be able to share with people. I want them to be able to see and to be able to read those stories and know that, you know, there are other options. And
there are options out there.
Yeah.
One more time with how people can reach you.
They can reach me at my website on www.evierhodes.com. It's EVIERHODES. And once they go there, you know, I'm on Twitter, and there's
Facebook.
A Twitter site, there's Facebook, it's Evie Rhodes, and then it's also Expired the Movie. A lot of my Facebook and stuff is under that because I did a film trailer, a book trailer on my film, on the book Expired about this very thing where the mother lost her son. And I did film clips and stuff about it so people could see.
Evie, thank you so much for sharing your story and for the work that you're doing to encourage other parents and really our community to do something about these tragic deaths. Thank you so much. And it's evierhodes.com.